Hello and welcome to Radio Gorgeous Health and Wellbeing in collaboration with Henpicked Wisdom for Women. Today I'm welcoming back onto Radio Gorgeous Kat Ferrance, who's the founder of a highly successful yoga website, Movement for Modern Life. Hi Kat, how are you?
Hi, and thank you very, very much for inviting me back. What an absolute pleasure and privilege. I love this podcast.
You're so kind. So let's first of all, I weaned you on by saying you've got to tell us all about the chakras, because we'll do the chakras and then we'll talk about how people can get in touch with their chakras through you. So where would you start? Would you start in the base or on the top of your body?
First of all, I think it's quite a funny thing, me talking about chakras, because I am not at all hippie. I'm like probably the anti-hippie, and I'm not a yoga teacher. So you'd have all these yoga teachers who will be able to give you the in-depth version to exactly the way that they work with their chakras on a day-to-day basis. That's not me. What I do is I have found that it's just, they happen to coincide with being a useful way of thinking about the body. And it's funny because doctors obviously will dissect a body and will take it apart and say, and this relates to this, and you breathe through this, and you think in this way. And that's sort of the model that I understand as well. But through doing yoga, and I think through being a bit of more of a sensitive human being, as many of us are, we realize that we can also access some kind of emotional and, I would say, spiritual intelligence through various bits of the body. And it sort of relates in a very ordinary way as well. It doesn't have to be that ethereal. So yes, if we were to start off with the root chakra, which is sort of located at the sacrum area, it's literally just when people say, I need to get rooted, I need to ground myself, I need to feel some stability in life. That's often the chakra that might be.
That's red, isn't it? I know the colours.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not very good at the colours, actually.
Okay, well, I can help you with that.
You can help me with colours. And in fact, we're in the most beautiful, colourful room. I can tell you're good with colours. And I'm dressed all in black.
Yeah, exactly. There's no black chakra, by the way.
There is no black chakra.
No. Okay, so it's your what, like the sitting bone then, is it? Or is it below that? Is it more like in between your bum hole and your...
That's the one, the perineum.
Yeah. Is that where it is?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and that's where we're rooted to the earth. And that's where we find our sense of grounding and our sense of belonging. And if we think about sort of where our tailbone ends, that might be where we might want to we might want to sort of make roots and feel comfortable in this world and feel like we belong somewhere. So if we're, I'm quite an airy person. I live in my head. I'm all about the thoughts and the creativity. So I need to focus more on my root chakra, on grounding down and focusing on just getting
grounded. So if ever you're feeling a bit stressed out, you can just imagine energy flowing. I mean, I do this one where I imagine it flowing all the way to the centre of the earth.
That's a brilliant one.
And it's kind of like going down a kind of, don't know, but I go through kind of, I go through the mud, then I go into earth, then I go into stone, and then I keep going down and down and down. In fact, when I'm talking about it now, I literally
can
feel
it.
The heaviness in my legs coming from it.
Yeah. That's the feeling. That's it. That's beautiful. And Lucy does that. She did a chakra series on Movement for Modern Life. And in that class, she did that sort of visualization where you anchor yourself right into the middle of the earth and you feel belonging and you feel very part of the earth.
Because we're from the earth. That's what I always think. We are our physical beings. Where did we come from? Okay, we came out of our mother's tummy, but where did they... Where are animals? We're animals. We evolved. So we're from the earth and we're going to go back to the earth and then hopefully rise up into stars. But okay, so the next one up is orange. I know that. And it's sort of... below your tummy button in the middle, is that about right?
Yeah, that's right. It's a sort of pelvic-y, ovary kind of area.
What's it called, that one?
This is a sacral chakra. I can't remember, actually, what the proper Sanskrit name is. I'm
Don't
terrible
worry about that.
At those. Yeah, you're find a yoga teacher. This one is all about our sort of our connection with creativity.
And so you're in touch with this one.
I'm quite... Yeah. Where do you kind of say that? Because it's creativity. It's about the stuff of the hips and the opening of our pelvis and the hips and feeling quite sensual. But I'm also brought up in Britain as a repressed Brit. So I also find, you know, I can't say sex without giggling. So it's kind of both of those things. It's the creativity of ideas and things, but it's also a sensuality.
I think it's where your kundalini comes from, isn't it?
A kundalini. That's meant to rise up through all of the chakras, through the spine, isn't it? Terrifying. It just terrifies me, the whole thing about the orange chakra. I'm scared sick of it.
I think next time I see you, you've got to be wearing all orange.
All orange.
I think you've got to embrace your oranges.
Love
definitely
it. Crack me up.
Okay, so next time we're up at
we're in the solar plexus.
Oh my god, whenever I'm unhappy, this is just under your kind of bra strap, whenever I'm unhappy it hurts there.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I mean literally I've had a lot of pain there when I'm sort of desperately unhappy. And that is, what is that feelings?
Yeah, so this is where we can feel our empowerment and our strength and our ability to feel, really strong in the world. So all the stuff we have about the core classes, about strengthening the core, that's all about being able to be strong on the inside so that you can be strong on the outside. And that's the way that, again, I see chakras. You can't quote me in a spiritual way, but on a very sort of pragmatic
physical
way. Yeah, in a very physical way. If I'm feeling weak, if I'm feeling hurt, if I'm feeling vulnerable, if I feel like someone's messed me over, get strong in my core. Yeah. And then you kind of find that you can radiate out from that and then get your strength back.
Well, it was when I was in terrible, terrible fights with my partner, actually, and feeling very powerless that I got this terrible pain. And it obviously was powerless, wasn't it?
And it's so interesting as well how we sort of see our language, how everything really does relate to these very... This is the subtle body, you know. Nobody can dig out and find where this is. But it's something we
find,
feel.
Do you I'm not in touch with my instincts. I used to be much more... ever since I've had children, they're not as strong. But I used to get literally twitches there, before, you know, when I kind of knew things were good or bad. It was brilliant. I wish that had come back.
Yeah.
It was. I found that the solar plexus it's been very powerful in my life. Yeah.
Wow, that's extraordinary. What I feel is I can sometimes feel when I get quite excited. I'm quite an excitable person.
She's even excited after a cup of matcha tea.
A couple of matcha teas is all it takes. Yeah. And when I get excited, I can actually feel a heating in my belly, a fire in my belly.
Wow.
And that's the thing that makes me get up and carry on this crazy,
crazy
project,
world.
Right? And it's that fire in your belly.
Yeah, literally. So again, the expression fire in your belly. Now we're going up and we're in the heart, which is, the heart chakra is literally the heart, is it or not?
I think the heart is slightly to the left and the heart chakra is right in the middle because we're travelling along the spine.
Love it.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. I think if a doctor were to dig out your heart, he'd head left.
Yeah.
So the heart chakra, we've all felt, I'm sure everyone's felt what it feels to be brokenhearted. You actually feel actual pain going through, right through the centre of your chest, and it hurts. And that feeling of when you hunch over your shoulders and because you've just been, you know, you've been hurt by somebody, and it's called hurt because it's an emotional hurt, but it hurts physically. It hurts on every level when you feel let down or disappointed or rejected by somebody who you care about. And then your shoulders hunch and you start to protect your heart.
I'm trying to know, how do we heal our heart then if we're feeling sad?
That's a way better question. Way better to focus on opening it up. So it can feel tough, it can feel vulnerable to open the heart. And a nice way to do it, to start off with, is to just lie the top of your torso over a cushion and just lie down in a heart opening pose. So you've either over a bolster or over a cushion, take your arms back. Your arms are wings of the heart, as Lucy says in the series. I love that. And you just very, very gently sort of open it yourself by just
sort of visualizing, yeah, breathing through it, yeah, you know, imagining exactly. It open.
Exactly.
I think if you imagine the things while you're doing them, they're going to be much more powerful, aren't they?
Yeah, the power of visualization, as they've shown in sports, you will have exactly the same benefits of having practiced all the cricket,
great news. I don't need to do exercise anymore. No. Just lie in bed and imagine it.
Pretty much, yeah. Shh, don't tell anyone. They won't be watching our videos. Exactly. They'll just visualize it.
Okay, now we're next. Going to go to, it's the throat chakra.
Yeah.
Sorry, I should have said, but the heart chakra. Sorry, the solar heart chakra, I know, can be green or pale pink. And the one in your solar is gold.
Yeah
just remember
gold.
That. Yeah.
Very good.
Now, the
throat is
blue. Yeah. And I imagine it the same color as your eyes. A really kind of pale sky blue.
Nice.
Yeah. She's got amazing eyes, by the way.
Oh, lovely, thank you.
Right.
So throat chakra is all about your self-expression, your ability to communicate and be out there in the world. So
you've got no problem with yours, though.
Well, actually, I might have an imbalance because I'm so chatty. That could relate to an imbalance.
Yeah.
So it might be that I need to hold back, be a bit more restrained, make sure that everything I'm saying is as on point and as truthful and as real as it could be. So yes, it can either be the people who don't speak as much as they, you know, they could do, and they don't express how they really feel, or maybe the overly chatty ones. You know, are we hiding something? Is there something going on?
I think often people that chat non-stop, it's hiding a nervousness, to be honest, a shine, and actually can be a kind of shyness and not quite sure. I mean, you think about someone really confident. If you're an actor and you're playing someone confident, they go really slowly and don't speak much because that's kind of powerful. You know,
right.
Now, when I first started doing yoga about 5 years ago, I really found whenever it's a relaxation time that my throat would just, you know, it would literally kind of buckle up and really hurt. Mm-hmm. For about 3 years, I kind of breathed through it and imagined it healing. And I've realised it sounds so corny, but it's definitely going back to my childhood. I sucked my thumb continually and was known as Sleepy Joe because I had this kind of very dominating sister. And I just don't think I ever was given a voice in my family. And I think it was literally healing from that time.
Yeah, that is really interesting. I think lots of us feel that there are stories that haven't been told or things that we would like to say or have said to us. And it's all the healing of the throat chakra. A good way of healing yourself is to sing or to chant or to do kirtan. And to get it a little bit more in balance. And I think that a good practice for us all should be just make sure that we moderate our speak and give truth speak. So we kindly speak the truth.
Trouble is, I've done a lot of truth speak in my life, and people say I'm rude. You know?
No, me too. I go over the edge on truth speak. Yeah, that's called very undiplomatic. I think the yogis wouldn't be having any of that. We need to rein back for that our throat chakra.
Okay, now we're going up to the head.
Third eye.
Yeah, in the middle. You know, when you see it, someone with a bindi or something, you think of India, and that's exactly where it is. And that is a navy blue. And that's the only chakra that faces inwards, I've read.
Wow.
Yeah. There we go.
Because it's all about insight.
Oh.
It's about, and again, even that phrase, insight.
Yeah.
And of course, our eyes do outsight. Mm-hmm. So the third eye chakra, insight, which is all about your intuition, your connection to your path, your ability to see things for what they are, and your perception. So it's really important to have a very finely tuned third eye so that we can see the world for what it is, because we have so much stuff and so much sense data going on in our minds and lives that actually it's best to quieten the mind and just see, well, what is actually the third eye seeing in this situation? And that will be the thing to give you the answer rather than the list of pros and cons.
So quite often, yeah, when you can start your yoga practice, you can say, I mean, quite often I ask a question, you know, like, you know, about usually about my family, children, trying to solve a problem. And by the end of it, something has sprung up into your mind. I suppose that might be the third eye. Now, can you tell us a way of calming our minds, that we, a little tip we can do?
Oh, I am very boring. I always go back to the breath. I just think it's, if you're feeling very over anxious, if you have a slightly longer exhale than inhale, it's very soothing. So if you were to count, say, at the beginning, 3 on an inhale and count 5 to exhale, that's a very, very soothing way.
And you can do that just about 10 times. You can do it at your office. Mm-hmm. You can do it on the tube. Yeah. And it's when it's learning to let go, really, isn't it?
Oh, it's so easy to say and so blooming hard to do, because I'm over anxious as well. I get really wound up easily.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I think I do yoga to be like a normal person.
I think every person I know that does yoga is the
really
same. Now let's go to the kind of what's it called?
The crown chakra.
Okay, and this is the colour of white light. Yeah.
Yes, and this is all about, this is the one, to be honest, I'm least good at. I think you need to be a little bit enlightened for this one. This is the one where you really have some kind of self-realization. You're right, I'm not quite there yet. So
It'll come. So it's meant to, everything's meant to come out of the top of this, and it's like it's a lotus flower on the top. It's really pretty. And you visualize, you know what I mean? You can visualize coming from the chakras all the way up, and that sort of cleans them. So you can lie there and breathe up through the chakras and then go up the top, and then you can go down the back of your body, which is actually more relaxing, because anything backwards kind of brings you down, which is what you want to calm you down. So you can go up through the chakras and give all the colors, and then go back down again, come back, and then start again, like on one or maybe a couple of breaths you can do it.
That's great. Really good visualization. Yeah, because I'm a bit like you. I think when I get to the crown chakra, I'm so flipping overexcited. I don't know what to do with it all. It's like it's going to burst. Yeah. So I need to bring it back down the back of the body.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Earth I like it again. That. Yeah, earth it.
So let's talk about movement for modern life. What is it? How does it work, and how can we ever see what you do?
So Movement for Modern Life is now 3-4 years old. Started up in 2013. And basically I started it because I wanted to make the practices of yoga really accessible. I have been a practitioner for about 20 years now, but I was aware that not everybody is able to access the very best teachers. And my thing is that not all teachers are created equally. There are some really, really flipping good ones out there. And wouldn't it be great if everybody had a chance to practice with them? And yoga has this whole kind of buzz around it. It's about people who look a certain way, or, you know, a body of this, that and the other.
Yeah, that's what annoys me. I am the fattest person in my class, and I'm size 12.
Ridiculous. Yeah. It's so ridiculous. Yeah, and it's all about the young people and the people who do these shapes. And I really, really dislike that.
I think the people that can't do yoga, like me, who isn't particularly bendy, is the person that should be doing it.
Yeah.
And I think the really bendy people should be in Pilates and firming themselves up.
Yeah, exactly. They should be the ones doing the strengthening exercises. So basically, I just wanted to make it accessible for the people who are feeling a bit intimidated about going to classes, and they can do it in the comfort of their own home and be guided by the best teachers. So it's online yoga. It's like if you were Netflix for yoga. We've got now 600 videos, and you can pick your video. You do it by how you're feeling. So if you want to sleep well, if you want something for the morning, if you're low in energy and you want something, you know, a little bit more relaxing. Or we've even got things, because we're all run by women, so you know, we're probably a bit more emotionally, I shouldn't say that, but anyway, it's all about the emotions as well. So we've got classes for heartbreak, for confidence, to keep you happier, things that lots of women run.
What about the levels though? Because obviously, you know, you can't, you can't go straight into immediate, you know, is it sort of done by levels?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can search by beginner, intermediate and advanced. And I recommend most advanced people go back to beginners, frankly.
Yeah, and slow down again.
Slow down, because it's really good for you to do that. So we've got all the styles of yoga.
You've also got meditation and mindfulness, haven't you?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, they're really, really popular. And our teachers who do meditation and mindfulness are just fantastic. Very relaxing, and they will give you a short practice that you can watch, and then you'll probably find yourself being able to do it yourself, which I shouldn't say because it's a subscription.
Yeah, but that's it, you're learning their way, and then you find a new one, you know what I mean? So you can go and you wherever you are in the world, you could just use it on an aeroplane or something, you know. Yeah. Now, could we watch it on our phones?
Oh, great question. So our iOS app is coming out, I hope, in the next few weeks.
Woo!
I know, very, very exciting.
I'm definitely going to get it.
Yeah. Well, and it's free for subscribers. Oh. So once you're a subscriber, you're going to be able to download your favourites and watch it on the move.
Yeah.
Because one bit of feedback we've had is that not everybody's able to stream. And obviously we want to make this accessible for even people in rural England.
Yeah.
It's really, really exciting. And we're going on to do great things.
Now, an app, they're really fussy. It's got to be different than the website to make it an app. So what is different about it?
Well, it's a similar sort of interface. So basically, if you're a subscriber, it's not going to completely throw you. It's just going to give you the ability to look at your videos
on
the move.
So if I was on an aeroplane, because, you know, that's really when you're feeling quite knackered, stressed, you've just got to the airport, you're on your way and you want to feel good, could you play it, the meditation one?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, save them to your favourites.
Yeah.
On the aeroplane, absolutely. Yeah.
That is brilliant. That's brilliant. Yeah. So how can people get in touch with you, and how much does it cost and things?
Ooh, yeah, all those questions. So there's a free 14-day trial.
Woo!
So woohoo! So you can try it out, and if it's for you, it's for you, and if it's not, then no worries. Won't take offence. Go to movement.
Yeah, she will.
Yeah, totally will. I take it very personally, actually. So go to movementformodernlife.com. And then you'll see a little thing that says sign up. And you can either go monthly if you don't like commitment, and that's $15.99 a month, or 3 monthly is £42. Or you can go for a whole year, which is £131, which is the equivalent of about a tenner. Just about a tenner a month, which is
fantastic.
Yeah.
So is it a global thing, Kat, or is it, you know, mostly English, or who yeah, can you tell who's downloading and stuff?
Yeah, I look at the map for where people are. And it's quite fascinating because we haven't done that much marketing. So I always expect
word of mouth, magazines, Darling She's in Vogue and Harper's and Queen and everything. She's just trying to be really cool about it.
Very cool, always cool. So, yeah, we're probably about 60% English and 40% rest of the world, America, Canada, people in the UAE. And
where's that?
The United Arab Emirates.
Wow, gosh, I know, because they can't do it in public. So it's perfect for them. Take off the burqas, get down on the mat.
Yeah, maybe that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And all sorts of weird places. So there's people in Tasmania, Russia, Congo. I sort of look at the map, I'm like, wow, do you even get broadband? I bet you get better broadband than I do in the Chiltern Hills.
Actually, no, famously, we've got the worst broadband service in Britain than any. You know, other countries are way ahead of us.
Typical.
So tell me about, tell me the response you get, Bren, from your yoga videos online.
Oh, it's been a really, really touching journey, actually, because I've had lots of, you know, just messages from people saying for the last 4 years they've been with us and they've got kids, they're not able to get out, and now they kind of feel a bit freer, a bit happier, a bit like we're their friends. And there's a newsletter every week if you sign up, and you get to kind of join in. You know, we're a little community, we're a little tribe of people, so it feels quite personal. And people tell me their stories, things that have happened as a result of starting to do yoga. There are quite a lot of larger people who get in touch who are just saying thank you, you know, this is really a nice non-judgmental way. We have a lot more guys on the website than you would do in a class as well.
Oh, that's so because that proves that men are intimidated by women.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They are. And obviously, it's just really nice that they're managing to, you know, do their practice at home. We also have some funny anecdotes for women who are sort of putting away the kids and they come down and their men are in front of their videos. They're like, what are you doing?
They started doing it.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So, it's lovely. It's lovely that people are feeling it and trying something different and enjoying it.
That's what it's all about. Kat Ferrance, thank you so much for coming on to RadioGorgeous.com. This interview has been made in collaboration with hempic.net, and it's a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous. If you want more podcasts, go to RadioGorgeous.com. But also, let's give a little plug again to your company.
Oh, well, thank you. Movement for Modern Life, movementformodernlife.com. Press contact button if you want to say hi. I always love to receive emails and I answer them all myself.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Thank you.